Hi, everyone. Our passage today is James chapter 4, and we'll be reading from verses 7 through 10. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. So in yesterday's passage, we read verses 1 to 6, and in that passage, the question that is asked is, what causes quarrels and fights among us? Like, what is the source of conflict? And James answers that question. He answers the question by saying it is our passions, our sinful desires. It's our own sinful hearts. This is what causes us to fight others. And it's not because, like, you know, we're right and someone else is wrong, or vice versa, if we're humble enough to say that. It's because we're selfish, we're covetous, always wanting more and more. And he says it's like friendship with the world, right? It's this desire for control, this desire to just take what the world has to offer, more than the desire for peace with our family or friends or neighbors and others. And essentially, the source of all of our quarrels then is selfishness. Like, that's the root of the problem. In our passage today, we discover the solution. James says that, you know, to get away from the fighting and quarreling, the solution is to submit yourselves to God. That's what he says in verse 7. Submit yourselves to God. Now, we should notice what the solution isn't, first, at least. It's not to first be kind and gracious, nor is it to be like a nicer and more forgiving person. And, you know, the primary solution isn't even to talk it out and reconcile and compromise. The primary solution, the first place we start, submit yourself to God. What James is pointing out is that our problems with other people are first a problem with God. Right? It's that we are not, in a sense, drawn near to God. Right? He says, resist the devil in verse 7. And draw near to God. He's essentially saying when we are going into conflict and fights with other people, there's the work of the enemy there. And we need to resist that. And we need to draw near to God and submit to him and be purified and purify our hearts. And that's what he says in verse 10. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you. Now, how does that make sense? Right? How is this the solution to conflicts and quarreling? Because it's our sinful hearts first. There's this desire in our hearts for control, right? We get into fights with other people because they're not acting as we want them to. They're not doing or acting as we feel like is just and right and all those things. That's ourselves first. Now, of course, there's conflicts and struggles and disappointments that happen that are purely like not purely, but mostly like just, you know, miscommunication or like just mismatched whatever, right? It's not necessarily like pure selfishness. But even in that, we get frustrated because people don't act as we want them to. And so we fight, we quarrel, we have conflicts like that. Our problem then is we need to surrender control. We submit ourselves, we humble ourselves before God, and we say, God, you are in control. I am not the king. I don't control people. I don't control situations and circumstances. God, I surrender to you. And when we're drawn near to God, when we have fled from the devil, and when our hearts are purified and we're humble before God, we know his love, and also we're able to love others and see others as people that God loves. I can't tell you how many times I have had conflicts, right? There's maybe thousands of times or struggles or frustrations with people. And it's not always my first thing, but there's a sense of like surrender I have to do. And it's a real submission and surrender where it's just like, God, okay, you're in control. I'm not the king. I don't control people. I don't control situations. My way is not the best way. I surrender to you, God. Help me to love this person. I don't know what kind of conflicts we're going through right now or struggles we're going through with people, but let's first start in our hearts and go to God and ask him to bring like love and humility and peace to our hearts. And when we do that, he gives more grace, is what it said yesterday in verse 6. He keeps on giving grace to us if we're humble. God will empower us and strengthen us to love and to endure and to keep on loving others, even when it's hard. Let's pray that we can submit ourselves to God. Jesus, we thank you for this word. It's hard. It's a struggle. But Lord, we surrender our hearts to you. And we pray that we can be people of love and surrender, even especially when it's hard. We pray that we'll surrender control and see that you're in control, Jesus. Bless us, Lord. Move in us. In your name we pray.